This is June the 1st, 1977, and Laura is 6 years old. Mrs. Jordan, we need your help, please. Okay. Now, Laura, you can hold the microphone like that, so your mouth. And I want you to do me a favor, okay? I want you to tell Mrs. Jordan about the movie Rocky that we saw. She didn't see the movie Rocky, and she'd like to know what it's about to decide if she wants to see it or not. You go, tell her about the movie, what happened in the movie, so she'll know whether she wants to see it or not. The story of the movie. It's so funny. Yeah, you can tell her the gross part, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he drank the lemonade.
Yeah, so tell her about the movie. Tell her from the start, how it starts, all the way to how it finishes.
Right.
Because she wants
I can't because it started. We were already outside, so I can't tell
the movie.
Well,
from
start.
Where you came in, tell her about it.
Why?
Because we'll break the microphone. Can you tell her about the movie?
I can, I forgot.
You know. Well, tell her a little bit about what it's about.
Rocky put 7 eggs in a cup and drank the raw.
And you
can
answer.
Oh.
Why did he do that?
Because that was his breakfast.
Uh-huh. Well, tell her, what is Rocky? I don't think she knows who Rocky is.
He's a man.
Well, what's the movie Rocky about?
About boxing.
Uh-huh.
And he boxed meat. And his hand got all bloody.
Okay, tell us something else.
What?
I don't know. You want to tell us a story?
The
make-believe.
All right, tell us a make-believe story.
All right, tell us about neighborhood of
make-believe. How about the one you told me from school yesterday?
What?
About the little boy.
Dennis?
Yes, ma'am.
What happened to Dennis? No, I don't. Getting your
shoes off, did it?
No, Dennis did not.
No, well, the one you told me yesterday, the little boy, his mother let him put it.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to say it.
She doesn't.
I really wish you'd tell Mrs. Jordan about Rocky. She can't decide whether to see Rocky. Because you're really not telling her about the movie.
At the end of it, she boxed it. They had to get the eyeball off of him.
Did you like Rocky? So-so, huh? Laura gestured with her head. Would you like to see that movie, or what's your favorite movie?
Winnie the Pooh.
Can you tell us about Winnie the Pooh? What happened in Winnie the Pooh?
Well, he went to Rabbit's house and he ate too much honey and he got stuck in Rabbit's door and then the world pulled him out.
Who pulled him out?
Christopher Robin and Rabbit and...
Okay. And then what happened
to Winnie? And then another story, when he went in the bee's thing, honey, and he said he's not done eating the honey. And he said, and then the man turned the page back again, and he said, well, it's time for the next chapter to Winnie the Pooh.
Uh-huh.
And Eeyore lost his tail.
I see.
Well, we didn't see that part.
Who found
it? We don't know. We didn't see it.
Which movie did you like better, Rocky or Winnie the Pooh? Okay, well, don't play with it.
Winnie the Pooh.
How come?
Because Winnie the Pooh is for children, not for grown-ups. Grown-ups, Winnie the Pooh.
No, I didn't like Winnie the Pooh. Not in the movies. I got a little bored. Did you like the one about the horse? The movie about a horse?
Sorta.
Uh-huh.
I didn't like it when Flash died.
Like
want me to tell you what happened yesterday on the after school special?
Yeah, tell me.
Well, these people found a deer, baby deer, and a tractor ran over its leg, and they kept it, and it was against the law, and then some people and then they kept it for a few days, and then some people came, the park rangers came, and killed the bear.
Oh,
The deer.
Oh, the deer.
The baby deer who they killed. Oh. And then they had a funeral in my backyard and they gave flowers and it was like a real funeral.
Well, that sounds like it was a sad movie.
It was.
Did Daddy let you watch that while I was school?
Yeah.
Ha uh-huh. ha. Okay, do you want to tell us any other stories?
You tell now something.
No, I'm sure you'd
like to hear that one again by the little boy with his shoes off.
All right. This boy couldn't wait. The story is called the Barefoot Moon. The barefoot moon. I don't know the
first
name.
The barefoot moon.
No.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know that story. Please stop playing.
He couldn't wait to gym, and he thought about all animals. He got to wear shoes, didn't have to wear shoes, and then he asked his mother when it was gym, and we didn't have any pieces off, and it was gym, so he took his shoes off.
I see.
And the socks off, and went.
Barefooted? Oh, that's good. Thank you, Laura. Okay, this is still part of the same tape on June the 1st. Laura's going to help me with one other thing, which is really fun to do.
Pouring water.
Okay, Laura,
can
see?
Can I use the other things?
Yeah, well, let's do it with this first. All right. See this measuring cup? See? It has a cup of water in it. All right?
Uh-huh.
Would you pour the water into this white cup over here, please, for me? What?
You're trying to see if I know which cup is which.
Yes, I am. Okay. You pour it into that cup, okay? Now, I want to ask you an important question. Do you have the same amount of water in the purple cup as you have in this white
yes.
big measuring cup? How do you know?
Because if it was in here, I poured it. If it was in the measuring cup, I poured it in the into here, and from in here, from in this here, the same amount, because it's the same water.
It's the same water. Would you pour the water back into the measuring cup for me and turn up to show it? Okay, would you please pour the water in the yellow cup,
yes.
please? Thank you. Now, can you tell me, do you have the same amount of water as was in the measuring cup, in the yellow cup?
Yes.
How do I know?
Because it came from... First I poured it in the purple cup, then I poured this into the measuring cup, and then from the measuring cup, it was the yellow cup.
But look, Laura, this is taller.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's just the same water.
But it's taller, and that was lower.
But it's the same water. See? Watch. I'll show you again.
All right, show me again. How do I know it's the same water?
Watch. Look. See, it's in here, from in here, right?
Right. You poured it from one cup to the other.
Now it's in here, right?
So that's how I know it's the same water?
And then I pour it back in here. Then I take this and pour it back in here.
Okay, Laura has repeated the whole task, pouring task. Would you pour it, this water in the tall glass into all the other glasses, please?
First, I'll put it all in the measuring cup, and then I don't know what to do with it. So that's a little stem pot.
Oh, the measuring cup, a little spout. That's a good idea. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Now, why don't you stop pouring right down? Leave some in your measuring cup. So you're going to make it even in each cup? Do you have the same amount in each cup, do you think?
Only in each, but not in the measuring cup. So each is going to give a little bit in the measuring cup.
Okay, well, how will you know when you have the same amount in the measuring cup?
There, almost.
Okay, you've taken a little water from each cup. Now, how are you deciding, Laura, that there's the same amount in each cup?
Well, look. I'll see.
Are you looking on the side of the cup?
Yes, that's in
but this cup is taller. Don't you, and skinnier than this cup. Don't you have to put more water in that cup to make it the same amount?
No.
Laura's measuring the water level. She's not putting this. She's not compensating. We're just making it the same
yes,
level.
Yes, these are the same size.
Even this taller one is skinnier
yes.
though. Look. Look how much bigger
yes.
and wider the purple
yes,
cup is.
But it's good.
How come it doesn't matter? I think it matters, don't
and
you?
And this has the same amount.
Okay, so Laura just measured the water level.
They all have the same
amount. They all have the same amount of water? Are you sure?
Yes.
You
except
sure this tall glass has as much as this big wide glass?
But this doesn't have as much.
How come?
This has more, look. Right?
Laura's pouring from the wide glass into a smaller glass and making the water levels be absolutely
see,
the same.
Stop the fear.
Okay, very interesting, Laura. Now, if this glass were filled with chocolate milk, Laura, I'm going to fill two glasses. If this glass, these glasses were filled not with water, but chocolate milk, the ones that you made equal, which glass would you choose to have your chocolate milk out of? Which one do you want?
I want.
Oh, Laura's doing eeny, meeny, miny, moe.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch your tiger by the tail. If he always ready to go, my mother says you pick the day this one and you will knock it. So we know this is that.
Oh, so you're going to do eeny, meeny, miny, moe on all of them, huh?
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch your tiger by the tail. If he always ready to go, my mother says you pick the this one and you will knock it. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch the tiger by the tail. If he always ready to go, my mother says to pick the day this one and you will knock it.
So you're going to keep this tall? I want to show you something, Laura. Let's pour this water out in this cup, and I want you to measure how much water was in your tall glass. Okay,
all
let's
right.
measure. In the measuring cup, what line does it come up to? Okay, the bottom line. Okay,
that's 1 inch.
Okay, now let's measure the water that's in the purple cup.
Now let me pour it.
You pour it. Don't spill it, because we want to measure it carefully. How far did that come up to?
A little over.
A little over. So which cup had more, the purple cup or the yellow cup?
Purple.
Purple cup. Why do you think that is if you made the two cups equal, have the same amount?
Because I didn't measure it right.
You
so
didn't.
I better put a little more in here.
That's right. You have to put a little more in the yellow cup.
Now let's see how much it is in here. It is. Okay.
Yeah, getting a little closer. So
do I need a little bit more?
Why do you think you have to keep pouring more into the yellow cup?
Because it doesn't have as much as the purple.
Well, how is the yellow cup different from the purple cup?
Because it's taller.
That's right, it's taller. And how is the purple cup different from
yep,
the yellow cup?
This is what it's like.
Yeah, now you got it right. How's the yellow cup different from the purple cup? How's the purple cup different from
it's
the yellow?
It's wider and shorter.
It's wider and shorter.
Yes.
And what's this one?
Yeah.
This one is what? The yellow cup, Laura?
Taller and thinner.
Taller and thinner.
Okay. Oh, that is on the right line.
All right, now so let's pour it back into this cup.
Now we'll see on the
white. Wait, no, I don't want to look at the white cup right. Okay. Do you want to get your Play-Doh for me now, please? I want to try
and
get
your
Play-Doh.
And that is not fair. That's not even. So why don't we pour all the water back into the big cup, and now we better go get some other things. You go get my Play-Doh, and I'll get the things that we have to put the Play-Doh in, and I'll
okay, very good. Put the glasses in. Whoa, careful. Are you all right?
I said I'm going to be for that.
Yeah.
Oh, we need two bowls. Could you put the bottle on me?
Just a second.
There. Now get some Play-Doh.
Okay, I want to do something fun with the Play-Doh, a little game with the Play-Doh.
Let's pour some in each of our bowls.
Would you pour some Play-Doh in your bowl and make it into a ball? Roll it up in a ball?
I know what you're doing, Mom.
What am I doing?
You're doing shape.
I'm not doing shape. Why do you think I'm doing shape? Is that what you do at school?
No. I can't get the Play-Doh.
Let's get get some Play-Doh that works. Here's some Play-Doh that seems like it's softer.
This is the right one. Can you get this one?
Good. Don't you have Play-Doh this bowl. In the table corner. Okay.
You can have this bowl that I'm getting out right now. You have the yellow
one. No, I'm going to make a pancake out of it. I'm going to make a little ball.
No, I have the blue one.
Yes, I'm going to make you a blue ball, and I'm going to ask you a question about it.
No, I want that bowl.
Yes, I'm going to give you that bowl, but I want to ask you something about this pancake. Okay?
All right.
Laura?
Mommy, wait, now can I choose what I want to do? Watch. Here goes. The making is A. I'm making a cookie.
Yeah, well, could I ask you something about the cookie that I made? Well, you hold it. Watch my cookie a minute, okay?
Wait, watch me make a cookie.
Okay.
You don't know how to make cookies, because I make cookies.
Okay, could I ask you a question about your cookie?
What?
Look at your cookie and my cookie.
Wait, my cookie is in here.
Okay, finish making your cookie. All right. Now, that's what I want to ask you. Okay, make your cookie. Okay. Now, watch me make my cookie. See, I'm going to start with this cookie right here. Okay, see my cookie?
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm going to break my cookie into two pieces. Do I have the same amount of cookie now?
Mm-hmm.
I do? How come?
Because it's just broken in half.
All right, now I'm going to put my cookie back together, and I'm going to roll my cookie into a funny long cookie. Look at this cookie.
I'm making a special cookie here.
No, yeah. I want you to ask, look at this. Do I have the same amount of
cookies? Mama, you used this bowl.
Oh. Hey, I want to know if I have the same amount of cookie or not. You're not.
Yes.
How do I know?
Because it just rolled up.
Now I'm going to eat half of my cookie. Do I have the same amount of cookie?
No.
How come?
Because you eat half.
Okay.
Now this is mine, Mommy.
All right.
And you get that bowl. That bowl's yours.
That's my bowl? All right.
Now I'm going to show you something that you might not be able to do. See the
bowl. All right. You show me what I don't know how to do.
I need it. Kneading our plate.
What are we doing with it?
Kneading.
Oh, that's called kneading it. Okay.
Kneading.
Let's knead the Play-Doh up. All right.
Play-Doh.
What are we going to do with it?
Now we're going to make. Watch what I make.
All right.
Make it in a ball.
Flat. Oh, flat. Yes.
Now hold it like that.
Okay. Hey, do I have the same amount as I started with?
Yeah.
Are you sure? It doesn't look the same, Laura.
Yeah. Can I see a smoothie? Smooth, right?
Right.
Let's have a smooth thing.
Yeah, but Laura, you haven't. I don't understand why I have the same amount I started with when it looks different.
Because first you started in a ball, but now you started in a different way of a circle. This
but look, it looks completely different. It looks also
sandy.
Long. Oh, sandy. Are you sure this is the same thing?
Yes, because he made it long. Now we're going to make it look like bread. Look, Mama, you make it like me. You make a circle like this.
Yeah.
Like this. And then you make it like this.
Oh, make it, what's that? What shape
bread.
Is that?
Maybe a bread shape.
A bread shape?
Bread cooked.
Uh-huh.
Nice blue bread? Blue, because we have to eat. Now let's use some water.
Let's use some water?
Yes, let's do a little water thing up here.
What are we going to do with
use
the
our
water?
Use our Play-Doh here.
Don't put water in the Play-Doh here. No. They're not made for water. What do we need more water for? We have a ton of water.
You take these out,
Yes.
I can see, does this look like a boat? Does this look like a boat?
Yes.
This looks like a boat.
Yes, it looks like a boat. Is it supposed to be a boat?
No, it really doesn't look like a boat because it isn't a boat. Is it?
I thought it was a boat.
It wasn't. It was a cup in water. So now we put this up. Take my ring off here.
You're taking your ring off here? Oh, that's good.
I need it like this.
What would you ask for lunch?
Lunch?
The same thing I had yesterday.
Lunch is more like a half.
You know what?
And a ham and cheese. I don't know what
she did.
Yes. And a ham and cheese sandwich and a slice of that cheese alone.
That's what you're going to do?
Yes. Ham and avocado and cheese. And then ham and cheese and avocado and a slice of cheese alone. Of the same kind as my ham sandwich. And the same kind as I had yesterday.
Where did that little girl even get it from? I wanted to take a picture here, but I can't.
Because the battery's.
Because I don't know where to get that battery out.
Out?
Out.
No. Look.
Here, this is it. Pointed in first.
Yes. First we do this. Mush it in mushy and get it all gooey like. Dough. Gooey dough. Let's take this, and we got our hands wet. So the dough can get on. Put some water.
What would I like?
Yes.
Try one of those sandwiches that I'm having.
What are you having?
Ham and cheese. Try the ham and cheese. It's delish.
Right now, I'm trying to slide this down.
And you know what I'm having, don't you?
Oh.
That's good. Now this is real gooey, right?
Point it in first and show the next.
Right. Gooey. Mama!
Yes?
And now, who can tell which one is gooey and which one? Feel.
I don't know.
Feel. Yeah. Feel with your... Feel without looking.
Yeah, which? Mrs. Jordan, you're always better at these kinds of things than I am. I don't think I can do this at all.
DVD.
Push the drawer back into the camera and just slide the battery into the battery retainer, pointed end first. That's the pointed end,
yeah.
Right? And they give you a little picture, which does not do a thing for me. And it snaps over this. And that's sliding it in this way. And then you in this way. What are you doing there, Laura?
Now you'll have something without looking. Close your eyes. Mama, come here. Come here.
What?
Come here.
Slide under to the
floor. You're having something that you will figure out. Which one is goo goo gooey?
Here. Let's slide under to here. Yes. There.
Mother? Mother, come here.
Yes, Laura. Now.
First, I'm going to gooey this bit. Here. Look at the gooey hands I have.
Pull back the battery.
Yeah. Get this rolling like that.
Where will the red light come in? Okay, the battery's good. The red ball came
in. All right. Mom?
What?
You come here and point to the gooey one with your eyes closed without looking.
Point to the gooey one with my eyes closed without looking. What kind of a test is this, Laura?
To see how you guess. See if you're a good guesser or a bad guesser.
A good guesser or a bad guesser. Yes. Is that what you were doing when I was playing the game with you a minute ago? Guessing? Okay, I point back the gooey one.
Which?
This is the gooey one.
No. Yes, feel it.
Oh, gushy.
I put it in the water.
Oh, you put the Play-Doh in the water? How did that happen?
Come on, Mom.
Just a moment. I'm learning. I want to put some film in my new camera. So you take a picture of you right now. Open. Film compartment.
What in the world?
Look at Sandy, Mother.
Mother, look at Sandy.
I see Sandy. What is she doing?
Molly's down. You see her eyes. Why do you ask what she's doing?
Well, Laura, because I'm so dumb, I'm trying to figure out what she's doing.
Now that's my foot. You have to move this to shape it. Around shape it. Then, there's like this.
Mm-hmm.
A bread. And a rod. Let's make it round. Let's make it be big. Littler than yours. It rides and it's nice.
What are we doing?
Bread. Now it's locked. There you go.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
There it is. And then you move to the fence. You made it. Made it, ba-ba-ba-ba. Smile.
Your mother isn't smart enough to figure out how to use it.
Smile, young candy camera. Smile, young candy camera. Smile,
you're on candy camera.
Take one.
I can't get the film in the thing. As soon as I figure out how to get the film in, I will smile when I'm on candy camera.
You smile because you did it. That's candy. Probably us to get it. Picture of it here. Is that the quarter still running? Insert the cartridge. Yes. Can I listen to myself?
Yes, just a minute, Laura. I'm trying to figure out. Take the father in here and close the door. Okay, push the film advance repeatedly until it locks. This is the film advance.
Mother, look at Daddy!
Good.
Look at her.
Okay, I'm almost ready to take a picture.
Daddy, can I let Daddy in?
In a minute, you can let Daddy in. They neglect to tell you what you push on to take the picture. Don't laugh, it's not funny. Monograms, I want to take a picture.
Would you give it any grade?
Who, I?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't.
Laura,